in Saginaw were lumber, fir, and cranberries. Today, that is not the case. Dave, what happened to Michigan's cranberry crop production? Just a nice wide-open question
for
you.
Yeah, I recommend multiple choice next time. what happened to the cranberry crop? I'm going to go with weather-related somehow. Let's go with it's gotten too warm for cranberries.
No, it's actually what they did in Washington, D.C. They drained the swamp. With cranberries growing in marshes on low-lying trailing vines and bogs and marshes, the acreage available for cranberries dropped dramatically with the expansion of urbanization and farmlands across Michigan draining the swamps. Wisconsin actually produces the most cranberries in all of the United States, accounting for 57% of the nation's entire crop. There are two main end products for cranberries, juice and cranberry sauce, at Thanksgiving. Question number two, Dave. In the United States, what percentage of all cranberries are consumed during the week of Thanksgiving?
The week of Thanksgiving, I think 25%.
You're close. 20%. One fifth of the entire cranberry crop is eaten in just 1 week of the year and likely in just 2 days, Thanksgiving Thursday and whenever you have your leftovers. The remaining 80%, honest to God, the remaining 80% is dedicated for juice products to Ocean Spray. Our final question. Michigan grows just 280 acres of cranberries per year. 280 acres across the whole state. Which got me thinking about another, what I'd call novelty crop across the state, Dave. Being the fall season, how many acres of pumpkins are growing in Michigan?
Acres of pumpkins. I'm going to go with 280 acres of cranberries. I'll go with 2,500 acres.
I'm double that and you're close. 5,800 acres of pumpkins in the state of Michigan grows every single year. Dave, I can't believe you didn't get any of those.
No, I can't believe it. I was not expecting cranberries. I got a week off and then you throw me cranberries. I just didn't see it coming. I'll have to watch more TikTok, I guess.
The Michigan pumpkin industry sells nearly $13 million worth of pumpkins every single year. And speaking of ripe for the picking, what are your three keys to tonight's game, Dave?
Well, let's start with the biggest factor in this game, in my opinion, and that's that Harbor Beach defense. Are they going to be able to stop this running game? USA has seen the tape. They've seen what these teams have done to Harbor Beach, and it is run the ball out of that tee and force Harbor Beach to make stops. They were unable to stop Sandusky. They struggled with Ubley at times. This team is going to want to get run on. Can Harbor Beach defense respond? For USA, continue to let Gettle be Gettle. Let that kid make decisions. You don't get a talent like this very often, and I think the best way to utilize him is to let him have the reins, let him make calls. If you call a passing play, don't stop him from making decisions. Let him see the field. Let him make a decision for himself. That is when the big plays happen, so let him continue to blossom at quarterback. And third, either team, time of possession is going to be critical in this game. The weather is terrible. The field is wet. And all USA, we know, is going to run the football and run the football tough against this defense. Now, Harbor Beach, when they get the ball, are they going to be able to run the ball, control the clock, time of possession? If it's in Harbor Beach's favor, they have a chance tonight.
We are just 35 seconds away from our national anthem here. Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 59 degrees with currently cloudy skies. They're calling for a 20% chance of rain this evening, although we've seen spotty showers all day so far. Winds are out of the west-northwest at 14 miles per hour and gusting up to 25. Visibility is at 2 miles. Barometric pressure at 29.77. The dew point's at 55, and it feels like it's 57 degrees out. Humidity's at 84%. Sunset at 6:33, and we're currently in a waxing gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. Sunrise at 7:57, sunset at 6:35. In October 23rd, we have 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight. Now we tune in to our PA announcer here for our national anthem tonight here from Harbor Beach, Michigan.
We encourage you to render the appropriate salute.
And everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we proudly sing our national anthem.
Thank you.
Despite limited numbers, I must admit something about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in here tonight for our national anthem. Sound beautiful. All right, let's go through our starting lineups here. Harbor Beach won the toss, elected to defer tonight. Your referee, Brian Jones from Sandusky. Your umpire, Tom Winkler from St. Clair. Your linesman, Mike Dreyer from Sandusky. Line judge, Wayne Biscorn from Marine City. And your back judge, a familiar name in basketball, Chris Storm from Marlette, Michigan. Starting lineups, let's go through the USA Patriots at quarterback. Connor Gettle, quarterback. Of course, the Tenkel backup quarterback, moved in after Ethan Englehart went out with an ACL. In your backfield, you have Noah Crum, fullback, Walker Foley, and Braylon Ballard, running backs. On that front line, your center, Evan Vols. Evan Vols, your center, left guard, Jacob Dintz, Justin Hunt, right guard. And left tackle and right tackle, Daniel Krzyzewski and Kirkland Krzyzewski. Your tight ends, Keegan Bixman, tight end, as well as Jeremiah Hahn. For the USA, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, kicking things off would be number six, Luke Woodke. Kicking off right to left across your radio. That is with the wind at the Harbor Beach's back, kicking off to start these things off in week number nine of the regular season. Harbor Beach in their home black uniforms, white numbers, orange outline, traditional white helmet with the black face mask. USA in their road white jerseys, blue stripes down the side of their sleeves, blue numbers, red outline, the infamous and iconic P just on the right side of their helmet, and navy pants. 12 minutes are on the board. Luke Woodke comes up to the line to set the ball once again after it fell off the tee already. Homecoming night here in Harbor Beach. We are ready to kick things off. Our next kickoff will take us to the playoffs. Luke Woodke, the left-footed kicker, comes all the way into the end zone about 5 yards deep, and that will be an automatic touchback. So USA will start out on offense at their own 20-yard line, left to right across the radio, with 12 minutes on the clock, 0-0.
I'm not sure that kick needed any wind aid at all. That was booted. That was halfway into the back of the end zone. So great field position for the Harbor Beach defense. Making that USA Patriot offense going to go the length of the field into the wind to start this game.
First and 10 for USA at their own 20-yard line, splitting the hash marks smack dab between. Connor Gettle, your starting quarterback. Evan Vols leading the line up to the line of scrimmage. Ball in hand due to COVID regulations. Under center, three-man backfield in the straight tee. Crum, Walker Foley, and Braylon Ballard. Hand off to the third option. Braylon Ballard almost lost it. He has positive yards all the way across the 25 and finally brought down at the 28-yard line. Tackle made by number 34, Elliott Seaman for Harbor Beach. And that is a huge chunk play, and they're going to say 7 yards on the gain. Second down and three.
And nice run to start the game. But this is what you're going to see all night long from USA is attacking off center, right off the get-go. That is that same right side when we were here watching the Sandusky game that Sandusky went after the entire night, and we'll see if USA continues to attack them there as well.
Working just inside the right hash, left right across your radio, facing a second down, 2.5, maybe 3 for the USA Patriots. Connor Gettle surveying the defense, Harbor Beach putting 10 men in the box. Connor Gettle under center, three-man backfield once again on that right hash. There's the snap. Hand off to the second option, Noah Crum. Harbor Beach stepping him up at the original line of scrimmage, but the forward momentum pushes him beyond the first down marker, across the 30, out to the 31-yard line, a gain of three, and a new set of downs for USA.
And those are the runs that I'm talking about, is Harbor Beach has 10 guys in the box on the line of scrimmage, knowing that that run is coming, and it looks like they make the stop, but what happens? Noah Crum fights his way, the pile moves forward, and they still find a way to get a first down. A nice, tough run by Noah Crum for the first down of the game for USA.
We played 1 minute. USA with already a new set of downs. Connor Gettle comes in from the sideline, getting the call from head coach Josh Hahn, wrapping up his fourth year as head coach for the USA Patriots, of course, the quarterback of the 1998 state championship squad. Evan Vols at center, under at the line, same form.